Happy New Year!
Die, motherfucker style! Oh, yeah, baby, you like that? Motherfucker!
Have you been drinking, sir?
Hey, it's the sounds of the new year. Hey, everybody.
It is the new year.
Metal Enema.
On Solarfall Radio.
2008.
I'm, woo! 0708. Out with the old, in with the new.
But it's always sort of 69.
That's right. It's the year in review here at Metal Enema. It's New Year's Eve in America. I'm Agapornis Epikak.
I'm The Undertaker.
Metal Enema at gmail.com, myspace.com/metalenema. We'll get all that shit out of the way first. So, it is the year in review, end of 2007, beginning of 2008, as we count down to December 21st, 2012.
Awesome. Mayan long count.
That's right. It's, we're hoping that 2008's a little bit better than 2007.
Well, yeah, you European listeners are going, why? It was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong happened here.
But in America, we have, what do we have to look forward to this year?
Recession.
The elections. Higher gas prices, which again, Europe's kind of going,
wow, eh, that's normal.
Yeah. 2012. Yeah. Hopefully end of the world.
Right.
I don't know. But I'm just afraid it's going to be another one of those years of, eh, that didn't happen.
Right.
You know, it's like Y2K. Eh,
exactly.
That didn't happen. The end of the fourth age, beginning of the fifth age, the end of the Mayan long count. It's going to, you know, it's going to be December 22nd, 2012, and we'll wake up and go, eh, that didn't happen.
Got to go to work.
Exactly.
Well, I will say the one thing that's kind of cool, and I mean, we don't get into a whole lot of geopolitics on this show, and honestly, I don't care to talk about that stuff, but I have to say I'm actually pretty glad that it looks like we're not going to go to war with Iran.
Not in 07.
No, well, yeah.
Yeah!
We didn't make it!
We have war with Iran in 08.
Yeah. It looks like that's not really on the table anymore. So.
Looks like we probably won't have a half-white president.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's like...
but we might have a half-man president.
Yeah, a she-male for president or a rabid Christian, one or the other.
That won't be too terribly different from what we've got going on.
I know,
now,
but I'm tired of it.
They're all rabid Christians.
I'm going to vote Ron Paul, even though he is a Christian, but he's a libertarian Christian.
Yeah, he's so anti-government that he doesn't want government to fix government.
He doesn't even want to be president.
Yeah, exactly.
He's gonna vote for me.
I'm gonna dissolve everything abdicate.
He's gonna take the presidency and then he's just gonna abdicate it and then have America turn. It's gonna be like individual states. It's gonna be like Europe where each individual state is a country, and then we get to
Then the Russians will invade and then have five different control zones and. Or the Chinese at this point.
And then Patrick Swayze will save us.
Yes! Roadhouse. It's awesome when he fucks that chick up against the wall, which turned out to be his wife.
And then he's busting heads and breaking hearts.
Yeah.
And that one guy.
And then he has the child porn collection after his house burns down.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then he fights Mr. T and regains the championship. And he goes to Cambodia. Oh, it's going to be such a good year for Patrick Swayze.
Don't forget the Saturday Night Thing.
Exactly.
You're going to be my new Saturday Night Thing. Watch Roadhouse if you haven't seen it. It's a good movie.
So.
Year in review. A lot of things happened in metal this year, like it all, well, with the exception of 1995 to 1998.
and Prince's 1999.
Oh, right. A lot of things have happened this year, and again, this is our Year in Review show. So
we're going to kick it off with what's happening in 2008,
yep.
Which is Treblinka, of all things, is getting back together and playing a show.
I don't know what that's going to be like. They've been...
Harvey Auschwitzer.
Well, they've been Artfag Tiamat for so long now, I guess maybe they got back on meth or something.
Yeah, they're bringing back the swastikas and the nails.
Yep. So and it's in the concert poster, it's like one of the old style ones where it's all glued, everything's cut out and taped on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it guarantees up in the corner that it's going to be poser free.
Oh, good.
Whoa.
So will it have Splenda?
No, I think it'll probably just have whatever the
aspartame.
Yeah, and just have aspartame. That's what my little nephew has. He has aspartame syndrome.
Oh, a lot of people have that.
Yeah,
but it's better than water.
It's better than Asperger's.
Yeah, I had that earlier today after the cold breakfast tacos that they provided.
Oh, did they really?
Oh, it was Rudy's.
Oh, okay.
It was a good place. Just they got a little cold.
Yeah. So,
Whee! Fenris from Enslaved. Here you go. Oh.
This is Treblinka. It's all going to be Fenris from Enslaved from now on, everybody. This is Severe Abomination from Treblinka. That was a poem about an old prison man from Decapitated, Organic Hallucinations album. Before that, Treblinka with Cadaverous Odor and Severe Abomination from their Severe Abominations disc. That was another thing that happened in this year that was actually pretty lame. Vitek from the band Decapitated and...
his buddy Corvan.
Yeah, Corvan. They were in a bad bus wreck, yep. And Vitek died.
Yeah.
And Corvan is still pretty badly hurt. So we didn't get a chance to play any of their stuff a couple weeks ago because I was having trouble with my iTunes, and so we're making it up to them now.
But in the true spirit of death metal, there was death involved.
Right, and I think in a way...
And oddly, it's ironic because...
He was decapitated. Yeah, somebody had to say it.
Actually, well, I don't think he was. Think he was just had head trauma.
Well, that's what I was wondering. He's like, did he get decapitated? That would have been really kind of poetic, I guess. But it's kind of like when Sam Kinison got killed by a drunk driver after he had all those tirades about how who gives a fuck if you drive drunk.
Exactly.
But I don't think Vitek went, oh, right before he died. So it's amazing.
And how Jeffrey Dahmer got butt-fucked and zombified by a black inmate.
Yeah, that would have been ironic.
So looking ahead back at 07, in the spirit of metal, we had people that died either through suicide or other means, and in a way that brings us to the most notable one of this year, which was the Big J.
Yeah, this
Jesus Christ died for your sins, baby. All right.
And we just celebrated his birthday. Actually, no, we witnessed the 600-pound gorilla of metal suicides, that being the passing of Jon Nordtveit of Dissection. And it kind of gave rise to a lot of different things, which it was sort of interesting. There was a legacy involved.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like he all but sort of bequeathed the Dissection mantle to Watain, who very quickly grabbed the reins and became pretty much the biggest sensation in the underground this year. Sworn to the Dark.
Coming in a close second to Two Girls, One Cup.
TG1C.
Exactly.
Yeah, as it's known.
That's that Beharit album that I always
Oh, yeah. That
HIV, TG1C.
Yeah, yeah. And now you know what it
OU812.
Means.
OU812.
OU812, 5150. But, yeah, so, again, pretty much Watain was busy setting the world on fire this year. I still haven't gotten clarification on it, but apparently they won some kind of big music award in Sweden.
Oh, wow.
About a month or so ago. I guess, I don't know if it was like the Swedish Grammys or whatever, but they won something and it was a big deal. So I keep looking on their site, but I guess they're modest. They didn't mention anything about it yet. So, you know, it's funny because on nights like this, when we're kind of actually talking about things that happened in the metal scene and all that, I don't have a lot of stories to tell or jokes to make or anything like that. It's just
no that and the 5 pounds of meth and the double espresso that I had. Really kicking in now. So. We gotta keep go.
Yeah, it's just like play the music, oh fuck.
God damn it.
Well, you know, I thought about doing one of our Caught on Tape shows, but I thought that would have been too obvious for this. You know, the year in review, Caught on Tape. You know, and just gets. You know, it's funny. Some of you probably have seen this. We patterned those shows off the world's wildest police chases shows that usually show on like court TV or
which is now True TV, TRU TV,
the true television.
It's not reality. It's actuality.
It's true.
It's true tuality.
Fun. But I saw one of the old episodes of that show, like right when it first came on the air, and the narrator, that Sheriff John Bunnell guy, he was really holding back. You know, he's making kind of the same comments, but he's like, this guy thought he could get away from the law, but he was wrong.
Now he's like,
holy fucking shit, what is this maniac trying to do? He's trying to bring down America single-handedly, but he won't get away. He's going to get fucked in the ass by 12 officers. You know?
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, don't tase me, bro.
That was the catchphrase of 07. Yeah, don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, don't tase me, bro has kind of become the catchphrase of 07, and it even turned into this sort of recent LOL cat thing that was on one of those sites where I get my news every day at work. That's the first thing is a put up my feet and get my funnies. I can't has cheeseburger.com. But yeah, there's this photo of this seal, harbor seal, I guess in San Francisco, somewhere in California land, and it hopped up on the trunk of this beach police's car. And so it's got these three beach police guys trying to wrangle the seal with these wooden
riot shield.
Oh,
it's probably
shield.
Howling, right?
Yeah, and it's howling. It says, "Don't tase me, bro."
Don't tase me, Budo. Yeah, that's another thing. That's another person who died. She wasn't metal, but she got summarily killed. Benazir Bhutto, and right now Pakistan's burning itself down and India's laughing their heads off.
And masturbating furiously. Yeah.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
It's okay, yeah. Can't wait. I'm going to come, my chakras.
And then 20 more children are born in that moment.
Exactly.
Because the thing that people don't know about Indians
is
that,
just a gaping vagina.
Well, that, but also, you know how, like, usually with human reproduction, there's one sperm and one egg. With Indians, it's as many sperm and as many eggs as can be in one place at the same time.
6 million eggs and 6 million sperm, because they're actually insects on the inside.
Yeah,
it's
kinda weird. They just have egg pods.
I just can't wait for India and Pakistan to just finally have their little nuclear war and get it over with. B, cleanse the land, you know?
India and Pakistan are almost kind of like two dudes who are way too close as friends, where everybody's like, why don't you just get over with and fuck each other? You know you want to. That's basically what we're looking at. It's like,
but
just,
it's nuclear weapons.
Yeah, just nuke each other. You know
right
you want
in the
to.
Ass.
Get it
You've
over
been
with.
Sucking on that ICBM for 10 years.
So that'll be interesting. But for once, maybe that won't be our problem. I'm sure we'll find a way to make it our problem, though.
Our problem's going to be Boutros Ghali.
Son of a bitch. He's going to return from exile.
That's right.
He's going to be like the Darth Maul of the UN, you know? At last we will have revenge, you know? And then he'll be in the movie for like 5 seconds and get killed.
But it'll be the best part.
Yeah, it'll be the coolest scene. But, you know, then it'll be like, what the fuck? I just got this Boutros Ghali tattoo because I thought the whole thing was going to be about him. Yeah, that's
Boba Fett.
Get
he
even can't, a Sarlacc.
He can't die.
That's bullshit, man. All right. Well, anyway, so as we were talking about dissection, we're going to go ahead and kick it off. This is Heaven's Damnation from The Somber Lane.
We'll be right back.
was, gibbons are considered a sentinel species. Their song is heard in the wildlife and indicates a happy forest. Learn answer.
Oh,
learn
that's
the
not what it says. You got to turn over the paper.
Oh. Ah, there we go. That was Bloodshed Eyes from Necrophobic, Legions of the Black Light from Watain, which was their sort of dedication song to Mr. 218 himself. And before that was Heaven's Damnation from Dissection.
And it's funny because Swedish bands are also indelibly Swedish. Yeah. They have great sensibility, very efficient with their riff structures. And
that was our block of, it all kind of sounds like each other.
It's like, one of these things is exactly the same as the other. Can you spot which one is exactly the same? No, that's not really true. We don't really think that. But all Swedish bands do have a tune in common, basically. There is a sensibility that is inescapable, more than the Norwegians, more than any other country.
And it's Husqvarna.
Well, that just zinged me.
And now, Fenris from Enslaved.
No. The thing that was funny is that one of our French friends actually said, made this. I was talking about how Watain was really getting, you know, just huge over, you know, in the last year, and he just shrugged and went, "All Swedish metal bands are famous." And I went, "Fuck, he's right. I can't think of a single Swedish metal band that didn't have a name out there somewhere, you know, to some degree." Pretty much, if you went to like metalarchives.com and looked at the names, you would have heard of every single band.
More than likely, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you would have at least heard of them.
Yeah.
It's not like a band where it's just like, oh, they had a couple of demos out and, you know, nobody ever heard of them. Every band from Sweden has at least been heard of.
It's all thanks to ABBA. And speaking of ABBA, Immortal got back together.
Take a grab on me. Take a grab on me. Take a grab. Right. Immortal. Well, they did the thing where it's kind of that thing where, okay, Emperor got back together, but they just did it so they could play some more shows. They just wanted to do some playing, you know, and just playing out. And they were, you know, open and playful. Oh, no. That's that's Carpathian Fours. That's a different story. Sorry. Immortal got back together and they actually were like, okay, we're going to do new albums and kind of be about, you know, a half a foot wider in the middle when we get up on stage with Outer Shirts on.
It's actually been 07 was along these lines, because there was actually a lot of bands that kind of got back together, whether or not it was going to be permanent or not.
Right. A lot of reunions, a lot of just comebacks and reeditions.
So, 07 was kind of like Easter all year with death and resurrection.
Huh.
It's been a metal year.
Yeah.
We also had, actually, 07 was also, we had, 06, we had July 6th, 2006. This year we have
777.
July 7th, 2007, June 6th. Yeah, 666, we had 777.
And then we're going to have 888?
All right,
wow.
January 4th, 2088.
Can't wait for that day.
Oh, man.
We're going to play a whole Graveland show for that one. But yeah, so Immortal.
We'll be on ventilators for that point.
It's like, holy Christ.
That's like 60 years. That's 70 years in the future. I'll be 105. Okay, I ain't no poop my pants.
Did you know that cars fly now? I never thought it would finally happen.
Took fucking long enough. God damn, the future finally is here.
Oh, man, I went to see my great-grandmother.
Speaking of 105.
Yeah, because she's 102.
All right.
I went to see her over the Christmas holidays, and it was hilarious because
I have a MySpace now. I never thought I'd have one.
I seriously thought.
I remember watching those talkie films, and they had MySpace in it.
Yeah, seriously, I was thinking of starting a MySpace for her. I thought that would be so funny to have my great grandmother on MySpace, just, you know, just as a placeholder, just so you can say everybody on Earth has a MySpace.
Oh, but you could get all of her friends to be the mothers with the stillborn babies. That would be weird.
Yeah, I don't think she'd like
cherubim that. Cherubim thing.
And if she ever did happen to get online, she'd probably be mad. But seriously, she lives...
I don't want those crazy fucking bitches that are idolizing their dead children.
None of
it's not my fault that their pussy can't hack out a good kid?
Yeah, none of my children died in the womb. I didn't have a rotten uterus. You know? No, but the thing that was so funny, though, is I went to see her, and apparently there is this woman who's about 80 who has Alzheimer's who comes to her room. She lives in a very nice old folks home, but this Alzheimer's woman will get lost and forget what room she lives in, and she'll just wander into my great grandmother's room. My great grandmother has taken to getting up with a rolled up newspaper and hitting her and swatting her. And she's telling us this. She's telling me and my wife this. She's like going, and I took the rolled up newspaper and ran over and hit her and said, "Get out of here, you hellcat!" And you old hellcat! And then the other time when I came in and she was in my bed, and I hit her with the newspaper.
And I said, "This isn't the Gypsy Lounge with poker in the front and liquor in the rear."
She could say that. She was around when Prohibition happened. Yeah. And but no, it's so funny because my aunt is like an apologist for my great grandmother's decision to just destroy any humanity that gets in her way. She will knock people down, and she punched out somebody at dinner. Yeah. I told you about that. But she goes, "Well, it's just the dementia setting in," and I'm going, "Bullshit! She knows exactly what she's doing." I said, "It's being 102 and not having any patience for people who are 20 years younger than you, who are more fucked up than
and
you.
Sick of the bullshit."
Right, because my great-grandmother is like in perfect health. I mean, she's kind of going, she's basically going blind and going deaf, but I mean, she's still, she has no health problems specifically. Yeah. So she has no tolerance for like really slow people walking down the hall in front of her. She'll just clip them with her walker and they'll be like, and eat the floor, and there's nothing anybody can do, you know. And then she'll kind of deny that, though. "Oh, I did not run that lady over. She fell on her own."
Oh, yeah. She's going to be one of those troublemakers that some surly civil servant in the old folks' home decides, well, they need to be in a better place. And
No, we're okay. Paying through the fucking nose for her care there. They're not going to move her. No way. At any rate, let's go ahead and play some Immortal. This is one of their best ever. It's "The Sun No Longer Rises" off of Pure Holocaust. Yata! That was Food for the Ignorant. That was Food for the Ignorant from Asphyx from The Last One on Earth. Before that, Twisted Minds from Possessed, Seven Churches, and The Sun No Longer Rises from Immortal. I loved that Hemingway novel, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
classic.
And Snows of Kilimanjaro. Yeah. My other favorite, yep. Blizzard Beasts of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, Blizzard Beasts of Mountains of Might in Kilimanjaro. Yeah, something.
Mountains of Might of Madness.
And the Grapes of Wrath. Yeah. Asphyx reformed this year.
Yep,
that was big
with
news.
With Martin Van Drunen.
Martin Van Drunen. And, well, I mean,
as you may remember, that was our band of the month last month. Was Martin Van Drunen.
Martin Van Drunen. The Martin Van Drunen Experience. But, and of course, we got to see them, and if we didn't drive the point home, it was fucking awesome, and
yep.
We're so glad to have them back.
Because we went to the final Arnhem Metal meeting, as far as we understand it.
Yeah, but that was outstanding, and reportedly, they're not going to do any more albums.
1, 2, 3, 4! Never ending hate! Could have been better. Yeah.
No, but Asphyx did not have to hype the crowd. Everybody was going batshit when they played. But yeah, as long as they keep playing, I hope they come to the States. That would be the shit.
That would be very cool.
So,
because they had, well, I guess Wings of Inferno was,
that was their last album.
06, 05,
yeah, it was like
05,
95,
something like that.
Yeah, we'll have to get
88.
Juanes will correct us. You know.
Yes.
Hi, Juanes. Yeah, that was another thing in through this year. It was the Hiwanis thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's one of those respectable clubs that you get to be a member of, kind of like the Lions Club. You get to be a member of the Hiwanis
Club. the Hiwanis Club. Yeah, I missed that one. That's great. I like being in the Hiwanis Club, though. It's fun. But we also played Possessed because Jeff Becerra basically reformed the band with Sadistic Intent,
mm-hmm.
mainly because I don't think Larry Lalonde would have been able to...
Was not going
to
work out again.
No. But they played Vakken and a couple other shows, and apparently it was pretty cool. And Jeff was up there in his wheelchair belting it out, and Sadistic Intent, instead of putting out a new album like they're supposed to, or yeah, the first album like they're supposed to, they just played with Possessed instead. Oh, well, that's cool. I like those guys, you know?
Yeah. They're real nice guys. We saw them at Milwaukee
Metal Fest 1997.
So, 10 years ago.
And that was when their album was supposed to come out in 98.
Right. Just like 2012.
Right.
It didn't happen.
Well, they're on the Mayan Long Count, too.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, Escape from New York didn't happen.
Right,
like,
yeah.
1997 came and went. It was like,
New
York's
actually
not a prison.
Well, the crime rate actually dropped steeply through the 90s. But now it's heating up again.
All
yeah!
Right!
Everyone's smoking and killing again because our country is depressed. Nice. Okay, so the other big news of the year, some of the most controversial news was the Gorgoroth coup.
Yeah.
It went through so many iterations in such a short time.
But apparently where we are right now...
As
of today...
Dateline, January 1st.
December 31st, 2007. We give you the final update for the year of the Gorgoroth saga.
The Gorgoroth saga has been lurching on for weeks now. We don't know what the outcome will be.
But to keep you up to date, the Norwegian courts of copyright crowns and whatever they do, they awarded the
and
name
Wales
and logo of current logo, I guess, of Gorgoroth to
King of Hell.
King of Hell.
Real name Tom Cato Vernis.
Yeah.
And, no, well, that's what it keeps saying in the press releases.
I hate that shit. I hate that when they start doing that. But
there's no. Why does it matter? This isn't a legal deposition. It's fucking blabbermouth. Why
exactly.
did they have to put that on there?
Well, because you know nobody wants the mystery anymore. They all just want to be real dudes like everybody else. So, fuck you, lowest common denominator. Anyway, so King of Hell and Gaul were awarded the name Gorgoroth and the logo Gorgoroth and the rights to use it.
And Infernus promptly burst a blood vessel in his forehead. It's like the
while masturbating furiously.
Yeah. Yeah. He went back to his shit porn. And
but he just announced that he has a new lineup of people that he's working with,
which
including Frank Tormentor and
Frank Watkins from Obituary, which I can't fathom that. Why would he do that when there's tons of people in Norway that could play for him that are actually black metalers? Frank Watkins is like this hip-hop guy who plays bass in a death metal band. So...
We'll see if he brings black to black metal. We'll see what the new Gorgoroth Infernus experience.
Yeah, I don't know though. I think he's really.
So we have the Force. We had briefly
for like 5 seconds.
But I bet their website's still that.
No,
oh,
it's already. If you type Gorgoroth, it says the Force Gorgoroth moved back to old URL.
Nice. Okay. For a while there, it was the Force Gorgoroth, and now I guess we're gonna have the Infernus Gorgoroth Blues Explosion. So, in honor of that, we're going to let you reflect on which one you think is better. We're going to play Old Gorgoroth and New Gorgoroth.
So this is Gorgoroth from Antichrist. I wonder if Infernus is allowed to play that song anymore.
I don't know. The whole thing's going to be, to me, just kind of like Black Sabbath. You know, you have Ozzy on his own doing Black Sabbath songs, and then you have Ozzy with Black Sabbath doing reunion Sabbath stuff, and then you have Dio on his own doing
and then Heaven and Hell.
Yeah.
Or actually what it's really going to be like is the Misfits, where you got Glenn Danzig and then you got Doyle playing with Glenn Danzig, and then you have the Misfits 95, and then the Jerry
Project
Only thing. Yeah.
And it's going to be like Metallica too, where you have, you know, Cliff Burton and the guys in Metallica still doing, you know, Master of Puppets,
and then you have these new guys.
The aliens that took them over.
Right.
Everyone died in that bus crash. That's like going to
be the
biggest
secret. Yeah, people
don't
realize that. Their stand-ins came
in. It's not, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. It's
right.
The Metallica bus wreck.
They all died.
Everyone was replaced.
And they brought in body doubles for Justice for All, and they just produced it in the studio, faked it.
And then the
body doubles rebelled and went, fuck it, we're going to form our own band and call it Metallica.
Exactly.
And then that's what you ended up with.
And then you have Dr. Feelgood, and it's kind of weird.
Well, at any rate, that's the other thing. Infernus is going to be doing vocals also on the new Gorgoroth.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's so hot. He's never done that, and I think that's probably... The dude is getting a little too upset and not thinking this through. That's what I have to... That's what I think about
it. It's the overreaction, Gorgoroth.
Yeah. I over Gorgoroth. Oh, damn. Well, here we go. Gorgoroth from Gorgoroth. We'll be right back.
that was White Seed from Gorgoroth, and before that was Gorgoroth from Gorgoroth. So we have new Gorgoroth versus old Gorgoroth.
And
And I bet they're going to tour together. That would be great.
Wow. That would be fucked up. I don't think that would go over so well.
Lots of cat fighting in the back.
I kind of hope that somehow Infernus pulls it out and wins this thing, though. I mean, but he just needs to get Pest back on vocals and Frost back on drums, and everything's going to be all right.
Yep.
Just calm down there, Infernus. Take it easy.
Or you might have to come to America and live in Nebraska or somewhere shitty.
Yeah, that was really...
Yeah, America's become the new refuge for
Europeans.
These kind of failed black metalers. Or not failed, but... gone to seed, I guess, kind of semi-retired.
The booted out ones.
Yeah.
Because
Pest lives in Tennessee, and then B-War, of all people.
He lives here now.
He lives
in Austin.
This...
I saw him. I went to a local show, saw this band called Hod, which actually had a, for those of you who are keeping score, it's the former guitarist of Necrovore. They're actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And B-War was there. And I didn't actually talk to him or anything, but people were like, ooh, B-War's here. And I'm like, who, where? And they're like, oh, he's over there. I'm like, well, fuck, he looks like everybody else from here. He's got a huge beard, and he looks like a biker. But I loved it because he was just kind of quiet and keeping to himself. But he did have this awesome shirt. It was just one of those ones like you could get Hot Topic in like the old days, I guess.
Yeah.
Or just plain text on it. It's just a black t-shirt with little white text that says, kill the Christians.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. And I know where we can get those.
Yeah. But I just liked it. It was understated. It was just like, kill the Christians. Yes. Okay. But
did he have a black vest on? Like
no, he didn't. He should have.
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't. He actually looked... He cut all his hair off. I was like, what the fuck? He just had a burr. I was like,
and a big beard.
Yeah, and a huge beard. He looked like a member of Neurosis.
Yeah.
But, so, we have another band from Norway, but this band is really anomalous because I think they're one of the only death metal bands that actually put out an official album. There was a bunch of death metal bands in the early 90s in Norway that put out demos, and then they all turned into black metal bands.
Right, right.
You know, Thou Shalt Suffer, Amputation, Early Dark Throne. Well, they put out an album.
Treblinka.
No, that's Swedish.
I know.
Yeah. But Molested actually is our band of the month, and they're a band I've always liked because they're just so unremittingly heavy and sick.
It's like the bestest, craziest parts of, I don't know, something like Behared and Incantation smashed together.
Yeah, it's basically
with
like
Infernus jacking off over.
Oh, fuck! Give me my band back!
I'm gonna rape you so hard!
Fucking bitch!
Indian bitch! 8 million eggs!
Oh, means oh! I'll show you! Actually, yeah, that's the punchline. When Infernus heard that the Gaul and King took the name from him, he went, what?
Odd
eye!
Odd air! Oh, damn it!
Other rocker! It's turning into pig Latin. All right.
M A Alling Hay, I May Oyerlay!
That's Norwegian. That's all it is. It's just pig Latin. We didn't even realize it. That's all it is. All right, but we're going to play some Molested. This is from their first album, Blood Drawn. This is A Glade of Ingrown Blood.
In the Northern Sky. We'll be right back. That was molested.
He touched me.
With?
The iPod bad touch screen. The iPhone was new in 08. That was molested with the Usurper's Winter Blood off of...
Stormvold. Sorry.
Yes, sorry. I forgot that. Unborn Woods of In Doom.
From the Unborn Woods in Doom demo.
And A Glade of Ingrown Blood was from Blood Drum.
Yes, it was.
Molested is our band of the month. You're listening to Metal Enema on SolarFall.com. I am Agapornis Epicac.
I'm the Undertaker. Happy New Year, everybody.
Woo!
Yay! Rattle, rattle, 70. Rattle. Yeah. Hey, give me that back!
Eat that brick! Yeah. Fuck that fox!
Here, eat this dog! Here, eat this cat! Okay, it's time for the sledgehammer fight! Here, take the sledgehammer! Oh, wait, get up! What are you doing? You're not supposed to lie down so quick!
Cut yourself and put all this PCP in it!
Yeah, that's right! Pour acid in your eyeballs! Here we go! We're gonna trip out your balls off! Alright, take that fire
hydrant! In fact, take your balls and slam them in that door 50 times!
Let's beat this guy up! Hey, let's go rape that
chair! Take this cookie dough and stick it up your ass!
This sensor's off on fire and shit out cooked cookies! Yeah! Sorry.
It's the new year.
That's new year with blasts. To me.
Or proclamation.
Yeah. Well, no, that would be like, hey, you know, lo que siento, es que loco.
Carjack that card. Yeah. Cut off their head and stab it in the head 50 times for dude. Yeah. Kill.
Ready to fuck all bitches. All right. We're going to keep it moving. We had some.
We're kind of down to the wire. We've kind of looked back at what happened, but now we're going to look at
what's coming up.
Coming up,
Nastrond, shocker of shockers. They and not the one with the third finger moved.
Two
out of
in the
way.
Pink, one in the stink.
They came out with the MySpace site, and at this point, though, I got to say that stigma is starting to melt away because a lot of these bands just use it like a regular website.
Oh, you know, what MySpace was supposed to be, which was a site for bands.
Yeah, a site
instead of stillborn babies.
Yes. But at any rate,
like Red Eagle.
Yeah, Red Eagle will be back in 2008, I'm certain.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he's a little turned on at that idea. He's trying to take you over. Force a Gorgoroth.
Indian bitch with you. Where's 6 million eggs?
But Nastrond had a MySpace site because everybody's like, I've read a lot of people going, "Whoa, Nastrond has a MySpace site. It's like the end of an era." It's like, not really. They had a website for years.
Yeah.
They're using the MySpace site the same way. They just have some of their information on it. They don't have a bunch of thanks for the ad things on there. I mean, who cares? But the point is that they put out two songs from their upcoming album from Muspel Senir. And, oh, I like how it popped up in the iTunes as national folk music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But we're going to play two tracks off of that, and then we got some other new stuff, so we'll just keep going.
Exactly.
Looking forward to 2008. Yay!
Ah!
That was one of the best releases of the year. It was Catharsis with Ascent from Golgotha from World Without End. Before that, another good release from 2007. It was Niflheim with Envoy of Lucifer with the song Evil is Eternal, You Betcha. And Enthroned with Through the Cortex from their brand new Terra Karsist. And before that, Nastrond and Eldrock from Nastrond's new release, Muspel Senir.
And that is it for the 07 into 08 show.
Woo!
Yeah!
I went to an Indian restaurant the other day and had a Muspel Senir. It was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's great curry. Also, I figured out...
I took a Nastrond at work.
Yeah, sinuses were all clogged up.
Exactly.
Did you take it? Did you take Nastrond 666 or just plain Nastrond?
No, it was just a big dump.
Or Nastrond AM? Nastrond's time release?
Yeah, Nastrond PM.
I also figured out just the other day that listening to World Without End from Catharsis from beginning to end in your car when you're doing errands is dangerous because you start hitting the gas and not hitting the brake anymore. I was like taking corners at like 45 going, oh, fuck, what am I doing? You know, it was pretty cool. But I actually had to turn it off at one point because I was like, I'm driving through this grocery store parking lot at 35.
I'm driving through this grocery store. Yeah. And that's probably not the thing that's socially acceptable.
Yeah. I stopped when I got to the frozen foods.
Oh, well, so, that's good. Because that's all the way at the back of the store.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I couldn't go any further. That's why. I just rammed right into the counter. Well, I was The Undertaker.
I was Agapornis Epicac.
And we will be again. That's our resolution for 2008 that we'll continue to be.
We will still use these names.
Yeah. And we'll still be Metal Enema. Thanks for another year. It's been another year.
Already?
Well, no. We'll be at 2 years in about 4 months. That's...
Holy Jesus.
That's crazy.
Just in time for Easter.
But anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. Seriously, I hope everyone's having a good time. I hope... Hope you're listening to this show and you're
go fuck yourself, yeah, America.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, America. Hi to our friends in Europe. Hope you're icing down your hangovers if you have one. Hope you, looking forward to more chaos and more metal in 2008. I'm sure it's going to happen whether anybody wants it or not.
Death,
so.
Destruction, AIDS, famine, you know.
And a couple of good LPs.
That's right.
All right, and just because it fits the season, we're going to close it out with a little song from a band called Necromantia. This one will speak for itself. Bye, everybody.